the second group of people to be blamed for the desperate economic situation in Hungary were the black marketers and speculators who hoarded foodstuffs in the hope of driving up prices. Popular opinion also considered these people Jewish. When the women of Kunmara started beating up the Jewish egg vendor in the marketplace, for example, one of the accusations they hurled at him was that he was charging excessively high prices for his eggs. Jews everywhere were accused of overcharging customers, exploiting the economic disaster, and hoarding food and gold. Such claims appealed to a stereotype that was centuries old, the Jew as miser. The communists, who were keen to shake off their image as the party of the Jew, saw this latter stereotype as an opportunity to win some much-needed popularity. In the summer of 1946, they began to make speeches against the black market, which condemned Jews in veiled terms as speculators. When they printed posters about the subject, these speculators were depicted with exaggerated Semitic features. In fact, there was very little difference between these posters and the images of quote-unquote Jewish parasites from the Nazi era. There is even compelling evidence that the communists orchestrated the lynchings of Jews in Miskolc as an experiment in directing popular anger. My interjection, let's always keep with us, as part of our analysis, our expanded understanding of violence. Thanks to Alice Miller. Recall her words discussed in both the August 3rd and 10th, 2014, Waking Up radio shows, quote, that a relativity of traditional moral values is, let me say that again, a relativity of values is an intrinsic part of this system. In the last analysis, our status and degree of power determine whether our actions are judged to be good or bad. This same principle prevails throughout the whole world of class. The strong person dictates the verdict, and the victor in a war will sooner or later be applauded, regardless of the crimes that have been committed on the road to victory. Unquote. This is the core content of class-bound child-rearing practices. Continuing. In the political and economic turmoil of 1946, Jews in Hungary had very few places to turn. Mór Reintárt, a Jew from Janosalma, summed up their plight in a letter to the president of the Hungarian Jewish Bureau that August, quote, from Mr. Reintárt. Regrettably, he writes, following the events in Miskolc and other similar occurrences, it is obvious that Jews are hated equally by the Communist Party and the Smallholders Party. The slogan and posters of one say death to the communists and the Jews. And the slogans and posters of the other say death to the smallholders and the Jews. Jews are universally hated, and all political parties are ready to annihilate everyone, whether guilty or innocent. In my view, there is no other possibility but to seek protection from the occupying forces. We need to seek their help. Here, that is in Hungary, it's impossible for a Jew to exist. Unquote. In my interjection, recall Stalin's words, representing for power of all nations. You should create such conditions that they want to escape themselves. Unquote. Whenever and wherever a people will not submit, whenever and wherever there is land that is rich and the global state statesmen lust for it, these words are on their tongues. Continuing with Mr. Reintárt, here, that is in Hungary, it is impossible for a Jew to exist. Therefore, we need to leave. We need to immigrate. We need to petition the Soviet military authorities to allow us to leave the country. And while the immigration takes place, the Red Army should continue to occupy the country in order to afford us their protection, unquote, from Mr. Reintárt. Continuing with Mr. Lowe, This letter is a perfect expression of the sentiments held by hundreds of thousands of Jews all across Europe, who believed the continent would never again be a safe place for them to live. We'll continue with Savage Continent next week. Thank you so much for listening. Until next week, peace.